With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Could it be spillover from the war next door in Ukraine, or is it something more ominous? NATO ally Poland says Russian drones invaded Polish airspace overnight. The BBC's Adam Easton in Warsaw.
Both Polish jets and Dutch jets, which are stationed currently in Poland as part of the NATO air policing exercise, were scrambled. They tracked some of these drones that violated Polish airspace on radar, and they shot down those drones, which were deemed to be a threat. We don't know how many. We know that Polish police have discovered a damaged drone in a village not that far from the Belarusian border, not the Ukrainian border.
Polish Prime Minister Tusk says a large number of Russian drones were involved, and in the words of the EU foreign policy chief, indications suggest it was intentional, not accidental. President Trump says he's very unhappy about Israel's attack on Hamas in Qatar, adding that he received no advance heads up from Israel. Encouraged by the success of his crime-fighting initiative in Washington, D.C., the president's talking about taking it to the streets of another city.
We're working it out. The governor of a certain state would love us to be there, and the mayor of a certain city in that same state would love us to be there.
Mr. Trump has previously mentioned Chicago and New Orleans, Baltimore and New York as cities that could use a helping hand from the feds. But Democrat Illinois Governor Pritzker threatens to sue the administration to keep the National Guard out of Chicago. In addition to the state charges, a suspect in the brutal stabbing death of a young woman on a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina, is now facing federal charges. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 98 points. This is SRN News. The NRB is coming to Washington.
Officials with the National Religious Broadcasters are establishing an office on Capitol Hill. NRB CEO Troy Miller says, quote, "This is more than a new office. It is a permanent presence for Christian communication in Washington. Our new headquarters ensures that Christian media will continue to have a seat at the table for generations to come." Evangelicals are strong supporters of President Trump, and some Christian ministries are expanding their presence in Washington. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Orleans Archdiocese has agreed to a $230 million proposed settlement for survivors of sexual abuse by Catholic priests. The agreement paves the way for a final resolution to years-long negotiations amid a series of similar settlements by the Catholic Church. The New Orleans Archdiocese had filed for bankruptcy in May 2020 rather than handle each abuse claim separately, which survivors point out allows church leadership to avoid facing tough questions in court. This is SRN News. A great sense of loss and grief pervades the campus of Auburn University.
The killing of a retired professor at a city park has shocked the college community. Auburn police say 59-year-old Julie Gard Schunell was killed Saturday at Kiesel Park. The popular venue is about 4 miles from campus. Gard Schunell was a professor at Auburn University's College of Veterinary Medicine. Police have charged 28-year-old Harold Rashad Dabney III with capital murder. The park, a favorite with students and many citizens, was known as a very quiet location. Jason Walker reporting.
A federal court has ruled embattled Fed Governor Lisa Cook can remain in her position while she fights President Trump's efforts to fire her. Mr. Trump cites allegations of mortgage fraud. Cook's lawyers argue a president can only fire a Fed governor for cause. More details, SRNNews.com.